Good morning, everyone. Continuing the Mount Sinai Jewish Center Erev Shabbos Oreo Cookie Shear. Today, we'll be discussing the Oreo cookies that have dairy ingredient in them. There's two types of Oreos. Oreos that have no dairy ingredients, but they are quasi-dairy. And then the Oreo cookies, which have dairy ingredient in them. The FDA says that the Nabisco, or whoever it is that owns the Oreos, that they can't use the word cream, C-R-E-A-M, to describe the filling of the cookie, because it has no cream. Instead, they use the word with two E's, C-R-E-M-E. Instead, different spelling, they sound the same, but they could have different meanings, right? Cream with an A is the fatty part of the milk, and without exception, it unambiguously refers to the fatty part of the milk. Cream with two E's could refer to cream with an A, right? Sometimes is used to interchangeably, but sometimes it's a word used to describe something that resembles, you know, real cream. So the Oreos they get around not being able to use cream with an A. They use the two E cream. They use the word cream with two E's because it could. So the Oreo Pshuta, in other words, the original Oreo has no dairy ingredient. Not in the cookie and not in the white filling. And so that would really be a cue if someone wanted to, make a better Oreo cookie at home, they could just use, you know, just take out the manufactured filling and put in your own, real cream filling, and you'd probably get a better cookie. So on the package, the word cream is used to describe the white filling, cream with two E's. And the Oreo is unique in that it spans the food chain, right? From chocolate bars, breakfast cereal, protein bars, milkshakes, all because of the cookies and cream, ice cream, right? The cookies and cream ice cream, and there the word cream is with an A is used because it's ice cream. It's the cookies and cream ice cream has the Oreo Pshuta, the original Oreo, embedded in it. And it's this flavor, the cookies and cream ice cream flavor and texture, that is so popular. It's repeated in all those products I just mentioned. And by the way, the push to have kosher cookies and cream ice cream was the reason why the Oreo cookie became kosher in the first place. It was the ice cream industry. They wanted to have a kosher cookies and cream ice cream, and therefore they needed a kosher cookie. And that was the start. That's how it all got started. It wasn't always kosher. So the cookies and cream flavor is so immensely successful that even the Oreo has a cookies and cream Oreo. In other words, instead of the regular white filling, the white filling has the Oreo cookie crumbs in it and maybe more things. I've never tasted it. So the Oreo cookie itself is replicating the cookies and cream ice cream in the filling of one of their cookies. But the ice cream, of course, is with the A, as I mentioned, like all ice cream. It's C-R-E-A-M. But the Oreo cookies and cream cookies is spelled with two E's. Why? Because there's no cream, right? It doesn't have any cream per se in it, you know, the fatty part of the milk. So they can't use cream with an A. So the Oreo cookies and cream cookie, the cream there is spelled with two E's. Now, the problem is it has no cream in them, right? These cookies have no cream in them, but they are nevertheless real dairy. They have real dairy ingredients in them. And one of the ways I know, I asked the OU, who gives a lecture on these things, they say that it has actual dairy. But another way is just by mere inference. They have the OU says which cookies, and there's like 101 different types of Oreo cookies. They're not always being produced, but they have 101 different types of cookies. And there's a list of the cookies which are quasi dairy. They're just dairy equipment, and there's no actual dairy ingredient, and you can compare that to the list of all the Oreo cookies that they give a hexer on, which you can find, and by inference you would know that the cookies that are not of the 26 are going to have actual dairy in them, or they're concerned for actual dairy. I don't know. And you know they're dairy because they all have OUD. The 26 Oreo cookies that are quasi-dairy, dairy equipment, they have an OUD, and all the other 100 or so, or 75 Oreo cookies also have an OUD, but they have actual dairy in them. So the Oreo cookies and cream has an OUD, but it actually has actual milk in it. It doesn't use the word cream with an A, so because it doesn't have actual cream, but it has dairy. So it's no. I guess if you knew all of that, you might say, well, maybe there's no actual dairy in it because they're not using the word cream with an A. But that's not the case. And we will now kind of compare the Oreo Pshuto, the original Oreo, with the Milchik Oreo. And we'll use the cookies and cream as an example. Previously, we discussed the Oreo Pshuto falling into a chulent, and the Oreo Pshuto being used in a pie recipe in a meat vessel, a Banyomo vessel. And we'll do the same with the cookies and cream Oreo. We'll think about it in terms of it falling into being cooked with a meat cholent. And we'll think of it being made in a fleishik, a meat pie pan. And of course, falling into the cholent is a funny kind of case, but it's memorable, and really it may be a more useful case would be the same status of dairy that you find in cornflakes, cornflake crumbs. Someone perhaps may have, if you would bread a cutlet, a meat cutlet with the cornflakes, OUD cornflakes crumbs, which last time I checked were OUD, they were just dairy equipment. It's really the same thing as what we say about the same status halachically of what we're to say about the Oreo cookie falling into the cholent. So the Oreo cookie falling into a cholent, which is kind of the worst case scenario, it's with meat mamish, right? It's with meat mamish. The status of the cholent is that, you could eat it. We discussed previously wide. It's only quasi-dairy. It's not something that Ashkenazim can do l'chadchila, but bidi yevid, you could eat the cholent and the cookie. And similarly with the cutlet, that's with the cornflakes, quasi-dairy cornflakes, you could eat the cutlet, and the none of the vessels are contaminated. And we also discussed the recipe of using the Oreo cookie, the original Oreo cookie crumbs, as a pie crust, in a meat vessel, ben yomo. The vessel had been used for meat within 24 hours, and they made a pie crust from the original Oreo. And of course, it's going to be mutter, because here the meat, in the case of the pie recipe, is just embedded in the walls of the vessel, and it's just the flavor of meat. And we said previously that if you would cook the Oreo cookie with in a meat cholent, with actual meat, it would be mutter, bidyevid, after the fact. So certainly, when the presence of meat is only in the walls of the kli, it's going to be okay. So that's kind of straightforward. Now let's think about using the cookies and cream Oreo cookie in a cholent. It falls into a cholent. And then let's think about it in terms of the recipe. So if a cookies and cream Oreo cookie has actual dairy in it, whether or not it shows up on the ingredients label in an obvious way, or it shows up in the allergen, it does not show up in the allergens, it's not on the dairy equipment list, it's not one of the 26, so you have to treat it like real dairy. So if the Oreo cookie, the cookies and cream, falls into a meat cholent and it's hot, so you have to be concerned that you have enough milk in those cookies to make it's not going to be nullified in the cholent, and you have bas v'cholov, real bas v'cholov, and bas v'cholov d'raisa, the milk in the cookies being cooked with the meat in the cholent, that's real bas v'cholov, and there's an aftermath to that. The cholent will be usher, the vessel, the cholent pot will be prohibited, and even if you clean out the cholent pot, within 24 hours, you cook in it, a parv cholent, let's say, a parv cholent, no meat, no milk, that parv cholent will be also, in itself, will be prohibited, because the milk and meat that was cooked in the cholent pot contaminated the vessel, and when you subsequently use that vessel, even for parv, hot, within 24 hours of the contamination, it will prohibit the parv cholent in this case. And then subsequently, we'll recontaminate. Right, the parv cholent will become contaminated from what was in the walls, and then that parv cholent will further contaminate the walls once again. It will renew the 24-hour clock. So if you repeat this within the 24 hours of the last cooking, so then you're going to say everything all over again. Because we're dealing with Isser over here. It's not like the dairy equipment. There's a big difference between dairy equipment and equipment that has absorbed dairy and a piece of equipment that has absorbed Isser, something that's prohibited to eat, like Bas V'cholov. The leniencies of what we call Nat Bar Nat, Nisim Tam Bar Nisim Tam, only applies to those leniencies are not only if the we're talking about Nat Bar Nat, the hetera, either kosher milk or kosher meat, respectively. But once you have Isser, so you don't have those leniencies, and when you have Bas V'cholov in the walls of the cholent pot and it comes out into the water or into the parv cholent, it contaminates it, you don't have shishim, and the whole cholent becomes prohibited, and that further recontaminates the pot, and if you would cook again within 24 hours, because we say Hanan on the stuff coming out of the walls, we say Hanan on the Parv Cholent, it's really another, but that's the point is that the Oreo cookie, the cookies and cream, and many other Oreo cookies that have milk in actual dairy could create a real bas l'chol of contamination, and it's problematic to the food, it's problematic to the vessels, it's problematic to the subsequent cooking in those vessels. So you have to know what kind of Oreo cookie you're dealing with. Now let's think about the cookies and cream Oreo cookie in terms of in terms of the pie recipe. Now, if the cookies and cream is used, cookie is used as in a pie, and the vessel is a meat vessel that's been used for meat within 24 hours of the making of the pie, so again we will have bas v'cholov d'oraisa. In other words, the meat that's in the walls of the vessel is going to receive the milk from the cookies and cream Oreo cookie. It's going to receive the milk, and the vessel is going to become prohibited. Right, the vessel is going to become prohibited if you don't have, you know, 60 times that milk in the recipe, and so the vessel is going to become prohibited, and subsequently it's going to prohibit the food if it's not already prohibited. The vessel is going to become prohibited, and well, no, the food would become prohibited if you don't have shishim in the food. Can I get the milk? So then the food theoretically will become, the pie will become milchik, or it is milchik, it's not batal. Yeah, and then it will contaminate the kli, and then the kli will subsequently contaminate the food. So yeah, so it's possible that with your Oreo, your cookies and cream Oreo that has actual dairy, that it would contaminate the meat vessel, and the meat vessel becomes bas v'cholov. The bas v'cholov in the vessel will now go into the pie and prohibit the pie. So that's scary. Of course, you can kasher kalim, and it will prohibit the kalim. And as, just like we said with the cholent, with if you would do a subsequent baking within 24 hours of the last baking, if you did a baking within 24 hours of the contamination baking, where it became bas v'cholov, so then the food would be again aser. If 24 hours had passed from the baking that created the bas v'cholov, so the food would not be prohibited. The food would be mutter b'diavad. You're not allowed to use such a vessel. In other words, once the Oreo cookie, the cookies and cream Oreo cookie, was baked in that meat pan that was used for meat within 24 hours of the baking, so you have a bas v'cholov, bas v'cholov vessel, you clean it out perfectly, even though 24 hours have passed, you're not allowed to use that vessel. Right? It's a very important halacha. So even though if you would make a new pie after 24 hours of the original contamination, that pie would be mutter to consume. But luchatchila, you know, initially, the vessel, the contaminated vessel, is prohibited to be used. Right? We say in a benyomo after benyomo, we're concerned that if you use a vessel that after 24 hours has transpired since the contamination, if you use a vessel after the 24 hours, we're concerned that you'll use it within the 24 hours, and that that creates a real, that would be a real problem, right? If it's within 24 hours. So regoizer ein ben yomo ata ben yomo. So when you're dealing with the cookies and cream, Oreo cookie, or any other, you know, any other number of the Oreo cookies which have actual dairy in them, the more obvious is the chocolate-covered Oreos that have milk chocolate, and it says milk in the allergens, and it may say milk in the ingredients. That's more obvious, and that would. But there are more subtle types of Oreo cookies which are dairy, that have actual dairy ingredient in them, and they will have these consequences that we mentioned. It will prohibit the kli, and then the food, and then within 24 hours you could recontaminate, and even after 24 hours you have a vessel that is you can't use until you kosherize it. So those are the some of the halachas of bas v'chalav. Milk and meat, when they're cooked together, that's what happens. You have all those consequences. If you wait after 24 hours, so the food cooked in the contaminated vessel would be perfectly fine, no problem, no problem in consuming that food. The vessel shouldn't have been used, but once it was used, there's water. So today we discussed the interesting idea that the Oreo cookies can't use the word cream with an A, because there is no cream. They use cream with two E's, which is a little bit better. And the problem is that maybe if you knew all of that, you might conclude that there is no dairy in Oreo cookies. That's not true. There's two types of Oreo cookies. Some are quasi-dairy, dairy equipment, they have a lot of leniencies, and the other type of dairy, Oreo cookie, have actual dairy in them, and the cookies and cream being one of them. And so thank you for joining. If there's any questions, I'll take questions. Okay, thank you so much. We will be taking a break until August 21st, which I believe is Rosh Chodesh Elul, the second day. I'm looking forward. Everyone should have a great summer. Thank you for joining. Have a great Shabbos.